"That's it," he told the waiting sergeant. "Time we were leaving."
The Raug Quebacri had already left in one of the marauders bound for the Raug ship, the Siroga. Cauchy, however, was being taken to the Vite Azul, where Admiral Zhelinsky was awaiting his report. The ascent from the planet's gravity well was as swift as the descent, and marginally less comfortable. Enclosed in the marauder's stuffy compartment without any exterior feeds, Cauchy sat back in his couch's embrace and tried to wind down, closing his eyes just to relax. The next thing he knew, he was being awoken prior to docking with the Vite Azul. Unlike the Mazana and the Nestinar, the Vite Azul was a purpose-built military transport vessel with an 18,000-body capacity, as well as several capacious dropship bays and cargo holds. Once through the scan and decon chambers, Cauchy was escorted by a female lieutenant to an elevator which deposited them at a small lobby in an upper admin level. She took him past two checkpoints to a metallic door decorated with the Vox Humana symbol, a string of worlds in a figure of eight. The lieutenant opened the door with her palm print and they entered. The bridge was a long room with two narrow archways separating it into three distinct areas. In the darkness, the glows of occupied workstations lined the walls. The first two areas seemed to be dedicated to sensor and engineering systems, their hollow planes full of data streams and glyph algorithms. The last section had a circular lower level at its centre, almost a pit, where operators in visored headgear and interface gauntlets sat in a ring of black tilted couches. Angled holoscreens were projected above them, opaque windows busy with images and symbol patterns, a blurring data dance. And, on a raised dais by the edge of the virtual operator's pit, was a low-backed swivel chair flanked by more holoscreens. Its occupant turned as the lieutenant led Cauchy over.
"Welcome to Bridge Operations, Envoy,"
said Admiral Zhelinsky. He was a burly, grey-haired man with terrible searing on the left of his face and an ocular implant where his left eye had been. According to Kubachik, he lost it 20 years ago during one of the many system battles then fought against Earthsphere attempts to disrupt governance of the Vox Humana worlds. Cauchy gave a short, polite bow of the head, and Zhelinsky waved the lieutenant away with one hand. The other held a pointer device.
"Captain Kubachik speaks highly of you,"
the admiral went on.
"He says that your comlink coordination was crucial to the smoothness of the evac, and that without your negotiation skills, several misunderstandings could have turned ugly."
"The captain is too kind," Cauchy said. "But there are others who easily put in as much effort as I, who also deserve praise."
"I saw mention of other names," the admiral said, "but due recognition of their part will have to wait. Right now, we have a potential situation developing."
"A serious situation, sir?"
"Our Raug allies seem to think so. Three ships are heading this way from well outside the system, moving in Tier 1 at high transit kinesis. Our sensors don't have that kind of reach, so we are relying on a feed from the Siroga.